now Michael Kōrero with Karen. Welcome to A Chat with Karen. I extend a gracious invite to all, from near and far, all cultures and races, all colours, all demographics. Tēnā koutou, katoa. Welcome to all. Today in the show, we've got some really exciting things to talk about. We're going to start with a beautiful Italian recipe, and then I'm going to be spending quite a bit of time on the What's on My Timeline segment. And today's topic is wokeism. That seems to be coming up quite a bit on my Twitter timeline. And after that, we'll be spending a bit of time with Atua, or God. Atua being God in Te Reo. And of course, I'll be breaking things up with some wonderful music. So tune in, sit back, and enjoy. Okay, so in case you hadn't guessed it already from the song, it is time for Life in the Kihini. And I'm going to share with you a lovely Italian recipe that I found. I got given an Italian book quite a few years ago and decided to give a few of the recipes in there a go. They're quite different to what I'm used to. And you'll find the flavours of this recipe quite different. But for some reason, they work. I'm going to do the ingredients nice and slow. So if you want to go and get a pencil or a pen, now would be the time. So we're going to start with... Oh, I'll give you the name of the recipe, silly me. I just call it pasta with blue cheese and bacon. The technical name for it is tagliatelle with blue cheese. Tagliatelle, I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, probably not. I apologise to the Italian listeners out there, is a type of pasta. So you, when you make this recipe, you're supposed to cook it up first. So the pasta has to be cooked and ready. I just use whatever pasta I have available in the pantry. So you can also use linguine, penne. I've even used spaghetti before and it was perfectly acceptable. You need 100 grams of blue cheese, 50 grams of dried apricots, half a cup of cream, 25 grams of pine nuts, half a bunch of chives, and that's, I swear, what all they wrote in the recipe, so however many chives you want, I'd read that as. Salt and pepper for seasoning, and if you like to eat meat, any sort of diced meat, and just remember it has to be really diced, not big pieces. And the reason for that will become clear soon. So that's it. All you've got is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ingredients. The diced meat could be chicken, ham, bacon, or beef. So, or if you wanted to mix it up, if you like eating lots of meat, you can put maybe a few selections of meat in. And the nice thing about this recipe is if you don't have enough blue cheese or you don't like blue cheese, you can tone that down a bit so it doesn't have to be 100 grams. You might just use 50 grams. The only thing, and the same with the apricots and the pine nuts. The only thing, so it's really user-friendly, the only thing that I would not dull down on is the cream, because you need that half cup of cream to sort of blend it all together. If you're like me and you love pasta, throw quite a bit of pasta in. It's totally up to you. But if you're on a, you're watching your carbs, or for whatever reason you can't eat too much pasta, go easy on the amount of pasta. It's one of those really, like all the recipes I share, really user-friendly. There's three simple steps. So first of all, you need to heat the cream up and then you add the cheese to it and blend it together. Continue heating it, and now you need to stir through the meat. and just keep cooking until the meat has cooked through. And just bear in mind it is diced, so it shouldn't take too long. And you put in, and also while the meat is cooking, you chuck in the pine nuts and the apricots. And then finally you chuck in the cooked pasta. I like to put the pasta in last just because it's already cooked and I don't want it to go too mushy. And then the final step is you just chop the chives really, really finely over the top of your pasta dish and then you consume it. It is that simple. So that is what I call pasta with blue cheese and bacon. Really great recipe for those people who are super busy and still want to do something special after work or whenever in the kitchen. And it's really easy to clean up after and fills you up. And best of all, it's yummy. So, yeah. If you want to give me an email, my email is on the webpage on Planet FM. And because you can't be bothered flicking through the podcast to see where the recipe is at, please feel free to do that and I'll email you a copy of that recipe. Not a problem. Right, so we're going to play a song now. It's called In the Air and it's a great New Zealand track by a great New Zealand group, released last year, this track, In the Air by LAB.
show in about child. Dance on the die, cause I'm in the culture. I'm not a liar, bed. Same thing, rich like an ostrich.
Welcome to the What's On My Timeline segment, care of Twitter.com. Twitter is my chosen social media platform for several reasons. I feel like there's a little more freedom of speech, although Donald Trump would probably differ with that. But, rather than having hundreds of friends, as you probably have on Facebook, you have followers. So you choose to follow people or they choose to follow you. And some of the conversations on there, I just feel a bit more internationally based. And they certainly are quite interesting and thought-provoking. And there's one that's been coming up quite a bit, and it's the topic of wokeism. So a lot of people on my Twitter timeline are sort of claiming that this person's woke and this person isn't woke and so on and so forth. And it's now starting to come on mainstream news now quite a bit, the whole cancel culture movement. So I decided I'd spend a bit of time and look into this topic and came across a website called www.psychologytoday.com and found a really interesting article on the promise and problems of being woke. So I've kind of unpacked that article for you guys and put it into my own words a bit, added my own thoughts on, and I'm going to share that now. So what I discovered was that the term woke was actually officially added into the dictionary in 2017. And what it means is to be awake to social issues, especially those issues of a more sensitive nature. Society has had a long history of issues around discrimination and hate crime, and as a result of this, many in humanity's checkered past have not been treated fairly or humanely. Sadly, there have always been people who claim that they are superior to others, whether it be by sex, religion, ethnicity, family name, and so on. And it is this perceived superiority by people in power that for some reason seems to justify their maltreatment of minority and or disempowered groups. But alas, it seems like things are finally coming to a head. And with the recent killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police officers, we are seeing protests against racism and discrimination all around the world. Which, when you think of civilization's checkered past, this is a really good movement. But if we think of woke as having its roots in awakening, when you really consider the term, it actually has a very deep, even spiritual meaning. In Buddhism, Buddha is a Sanskrit word meaning one who is awake, or one who has an enlightened state of consciousness. If we feel the need to tell everyone just how enlightened we are and criticize others we perceive not to be, one must ask the question, are we really, truly awake or enlightened? Is it possible that wokeism has actually now gone a little too far? Is it possible that there could actually be an overcorrection of sorts taking place? Such overcorrection happens when people who are woke call out or cancel those they perceive not to be woke enough. Cancelling someone occurs when one person says or does something to which others who consider themselves to be woke object, and then that person gets roundly shamed and criticised. These days, this will usually take place on social media platforms, and that's what I'm seeing a lot of on Twitter, which is why it's on this segment. that person's reputation is sometimes totally ruined, and he or she might not ever be able to recover from being cancelled. Even President Obama in 2019 expressed his concerns about wokeism and the cancel culture emerging. While it might be tempting to cancel those who are ignorant to social injustice, doing so can actually create a number of problems. No one wants wokeism to be the road to hell paved with good intentions. So people need to proceed mindfully so that wokeism doesn't have unintended consequences. No matter what one's religious persuasion is, there are deep words in the wisdom of Jesus Christ when, before a woman was to be stoned to death for accusation of adultery, he said, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." Can you think of something you've said or done in the past that was ignorant, insensitive, mean-spirited, or perhaps even racist or sexist? If you can't think of one thing, well, either you are in denial, have a horrible memory, or are Jesus. But just remember this, and I love this concept, personally speaking. Who we are is not and should not be defined by the mistakes we have made. For instance, if someone labels another person a racist, the person is instantly being put into a category. It is as if their whole identity is that of a racist. And the problem is that it is very difficult, sometimes even impossible, to change an identity or a label. However, there is light at the end of the tunnel, my friends. What we can change is our behaviour. For instance, there's a massive difference between saying to oneself, "I am an idiot," when we make a mistake, versus, "That was a stupid thing I did." We can learn from doing a stupid thing and change our behaviour in the future. But if we label ourselves an idiot, it becomes very difficult to change that. And on a related note, labelling one as a racist doesn't inform the person in question that what they did was offensive, why it was offensive, and what to do to change that behaviour, which is not helpful to anyone in the end, really. Likewise, if a person gets cancelled for a perceived transgression, how can one seek redemption when their status has been cancelled? And calling someone a name can be an offence in itself. The recipient of such a label is unlikely to respond favourably because in effect they were just punched in the face and will most likely react with resentment and or hostility. And so you see, the fear of being cancelled can ultimately restrict free speech and honest communication between people. If left to rise high enough, woke activists can even become a thought police, which is not a very healthy environment to be a part of. And in response to all this wokeism, there is a brewing anti-woke backlash. Moderates and conservatives are starting to push back against progressives who have strong liberal woke agendas. It seems the judges are now being judged. The situation is actually becoming quite complicated, wouldn't you say? So then where to from wokeism? If our goal is to decrease unjust behaviour and increase social justice, what is the best way that we can do that? The fact of the matter is that in contrast to the current status quo, we are most likely to influence others by having a relationship with them and not cancelling them. When we cancel those who believe differently, we lose the very channel of connection through which we are most likely to influence them. So here's the thing. When someone does or says something offensive, try to avoid assuming they are a bad person. Try to avoid giving them a label. Alternatively, if you assume the best in other people, you will help to bring it out in them. Like all of us, they are flawed, and like all of us, they want to be a good person. Try to remember that people are not their shortcomings. So people, my friends, don't give up on your fellow brothers and sisters. Don't cancel them. The simple thing you need to do, in my opinion, is to believe in them. So let's try that, guys. And I think if that's being woke, that is the way to go. I'm now going to play a song for you just to, loosen things up a bit. I guess the last topic was quite a heavy one. There was some heavy issues, sensitive issues raised. So we're going to have a bit of fun, loosen things up a bit with a song called Slide Away by Miley Cyrus. Enjoy. Time with Atua. Time with God. Today's short but sweet segment is about being true to yourself and to God. It was a verse that I came across from a Bible app. I think it's just called the Bible app. And I get these verses sent to me on a daily basis. And this was one that really stuck with me one day. It's from James chapter 1, verse 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And yeah, James chapter 1. So that's just a verse that really struck with me, because I do feel like there are a lot of Christians out there, and probably even myself to some extent, that believe in the word, that read the Bible, but don't always act as I should do. So it's almost like what the verse says is I'm not even recognizing myself, which is completely pointless. Reading the Bible is something you can do to really look within, deeply within yourself, and thereby act accordingly. So let's just be aware of that, be mindful of that, be true to yourself, and in doing so, you will be true to God. Amen. Hope that gives some clarification on that. That has brought us to the end of Caught It All with Karen. Thank you for listening, and I guess it's time for me to head on home. See you next month. What you are, what you are.
Been listening to Caught It All with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Caught It All with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa.